something about the likely times of Donizetti and Bellini, who were contemporaries, by the way. This next piece is called Lamento per la morte di Bellini. Donizetti wrote it as a very moving tribute to Bellini, who at that time was known as the Sicilian Orpheus, Orfeo Siculo. You'll hear that word come up. His music was very, very prized, highly regarded. And when Bellini died at the age of 33 of some mysterious illness, which could have been cancer or just about anything in those days, Europe mourned, all Europe. Maria Malibran, the mezzo-soprano, who also was one of the great singers of her time, she sang all of the bel canto major roles from soup to nuts. She also sang Lucia and so on. We didn't take that mezzo-soprano thing so seriously back then. She was despondent at the death of Bellini, and she was heard to say, "I feel that I shall not be far behind him." And still in her late 20s, 1 year to the day after Bellini's death, she died also, an accidental death. So a lament of this sort is not kitsch or cliche. It is sincere. It is a sincere outburst of feelings in a time when, just like today, we're often faced with dealing with death during young years, which is doubly tragic. The Lamento is a through composed song. You'll notice that in the arias up until now, the theory was, if it's worth doing right, it's worth doing twice. What that means is you sing the first repetition as written, the second time around, decorated, extra notes, by notes, rungs, trills, whatever. This piece, however, is through composed. There's a picture that comes up in it about when Bellini joins the angelic choir, the angels will suspend their flight to listen. Those angels right there. I see them in my mind's eye when I sing that way. And just to take up one moment of your time with a phrase that Mr. Lomperi wrote about singing. Imagination is its architect. Nerves carry out the plans. Muscles are the laborers. The soul inhabits it. You can sing when in the roots of your being you know you can. Your imagination molds your song. Your emotion colors it. Your words clothe it. It lives, moves, and has its being.